Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Actually a bonus linebacker, and he's picked it up and run with it. So he's still in that battle with D. Alford. But watching Billy Bowman, Casey Washington, Brandon Dorlus, some of these young guys, man, there's a lot of talent on the Falcons side.
I think we knew after watching practice just with the Falcons' own team that Drake London has been a problem. He continues to be a real problem for everyone on Tennessee. And then on the other side of the ball, couple wins, couple losses for A.J. Terrell as well. He was heads up with Calvin Ridley pretty much all day. Again, couple wins, couple losses, but I think I'll take that. Ridley's a real dude.
Yeah.
And A.J. Terrell stood tall.
Yeah. I will say this one thing too, Steak, and you know where my heart lies. If you want to watch somebody who might be the best in the world at their craft, watch Chris Lindstrom run wide zone. He's the best in the world at running wide zone.
Detail that a little bit. What is something in their car when you say wide zone?
Okay, essentially he's being asked to reach one man over, all right? So yep. If he's lined up and they're running, you know, wide zone to the left, he's trying to reach a guy that's over the top of Ryan Neuzel at center, and he's trying to press that front side shoulder and kind of get that cutoff block for the cutback lane for Bijan Robinson. And when he's on the front side of it, he's pushing that outside shoulder and trying to get those guys north and south and start to essentially overtake them and then eventually push them towards the end zone. He's the best in the world at it, man. He is the best in the world at what this offense asked him to do.
Yeah, and I think the other thing about that, because I saw a couple of plays, is that Bijan has such good cuts. You're talking about cutting two or three men with one jump cut, and it's just like if the blocking is there, that hole yep. is massive because he's able to get so far with each cut. It's incredible.
He has this weird kind of relationship as far as vision goes with Chris Lindstrom's feet, where you can see that he's watching right. Chris Lindstrom yeah. to be the one that lights the fuse. And as soon as he sees Lindstrom's yeah. head get into position, he's like, all right, done, gone, bye. It's insane.
Yeah, I think two, outstanding talents that are top 10 picks that are about to kind of emerge on the national scene at a much higher level. Bijan Robinson could be the best back in the National Football League, and Drake London could be the best wide receiver. And I don't think that's hyperbole. I think that is accurate. It's just a matter of whether their numbers will match up and where the offense is. It's why we keep saying, listen, we've got a veteran offensive line and two absolute superstars. I'm worried about depth at the second wide receiver position, obviously with Mooney. Washington has looked yeah. good, though, stretch the field.
But Ray's looked good, though.
Ray's been very solid. Ray has a rapport with Penix, though. You can tell he really, really trusts Ray. And again, we talked about this earlier. I think Casey Washington might be the darling yep. of camp. Yep. I mean, that is a guy who made the initial roster last year, was kind of up and down, not much as far as the offensive output, but man,
he's had the best camp. He has had the best
Gosh
camp
almighty.
As well.
He's an all-look team, I can tell you that. He's the first guy off the bus at wide receiver.
I've also been on the David Sills train for a while, but it looks like he's having his best camp, in my opinion. I want him to make this team so badly. I think he's so good against zone. I think he's so good in the shorter routes. I don't know if he's a deep threat necessarily.
Yeah. I'll tell you
this
much.
He's got good hands, big body. He can get it.
I'll tell you this much. He excels the most, David Sills does, when Kirk Cousins is at quarterback. When Kirk Cousins is at quarterback, you're like, all right, here it goes. He's about to feed the pill to David Sills.
How did Kirk Cousins look yesterday?
I thought he looked great. I mean, he looks like he's one of the three best quarterbacks in the NFL, and I think he is. And you could see the Tennessee defense, because he's playing against twos for the most part, that they had a little bit of fall off. But when he's protected, he's throwing it, son.
Let's do a quick 9-9 while Mikey's here. We got a minute to go, and let's do it.
Play the game.
the less time devoted to the absolute just desecration, how about that word, of Spencer Strider and the Braves last night in New York. They lost 10 of 11 coming in. They just popped six home runs and just take it to the Braves.
Yeah, it's just really frustrating for Strider. We knew how good he once was. Obviously still working back from an injury, and maybe it's just one of those things where it's going to take him a little bit longer to get back to it. The frustrating thing is he wants it so bad. Strider
right.
wants to be that guy again so bad. It's just not there. We saw it again last night. The strikeout totals, in which he used to excel, they're not up. And guys are hitting home runs off of him. You mentioned three more last night in four innings, including one, his first one to Pete Alonso, which gave Alonso the Mets' career yeah. home run record.
Ahead of Darryl Strawberry, correct?
Tough. It's kind of a weak record.
It's not great.
A topic for another day.
Yeah, it's not
it's
great.
Yeah, Braves tonight, Carlos Carrasco and David Peterson.
Cookie.
Big NFL story. I guess James Cook signed this morning. Is that
he practiced yesterday? We talked about it. I was like, that means
you.
The contract is close. And sure enough, 1 minute later, they're like, James Cook has signed a contract.
Four and 48 million, so 12 on the average. But again, another pretty good number guaranteed. 30 million of it.
He's
comes
a solid
guaranteed.
Player, man. Yeah. Good player.
Also, Hawks' schedule is starting to leak out a little more. They'll play on MLK Day, as it should be, against the Bucks. January 19th at State Farm Arena. That'll be on Peacock. A lot more national games coming for the Hawks, I'd imagine, for sure.
Yeah, I think it might be something where they want to see it, and they might be get flexed a lot more into that national spotlight. But I'm a little agitated that it's a Peacock-only game,
yeah.
to be honest.
I know.
The Hawks
I know
on MLK Day should yeah. be nationally yeah. televised.
Do you pay for Peacock?
I do, because I bought it last year for the Summer Olympics.
Yeah. A lot of those free trials be kicking up around that time.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, Mikey, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks,
Falcons
brother.
And Titans again today. Don't leave your boy hanging.
I didn't see him. He's
same,
my guy, man.
Same deal
that.
Today, scrimmage?
I think so. Yeah, I'm hoping we see some goal line today.
Okay.
Little pads popping. Let's see what happens.
Hey, when we come back, I told Abe I want three guaranteed things that will happen in the NFL this year. Three guarantees. Obviously, I got mine. We're not going to mess around. We got that coming up. And lots more live from Falcons and Flowery Branch. My name's Steak. He's Abe. It's the Steakhouse on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball. For the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. My job is to give you the fastest 2 hours in radio. That's why we get the Steakhouse from 9 to 11. Morning guys, they get their four. Your guys, you get your four. Dukes and Bell, you get three. That's right. You get three. That's all you need. That's all you need to be number one. 3 hours. Just make it happen. Hope you got a nice little bonus. Was there a little something extra in the coffers the other day? Number one in the market.
They get a nice little
Andy and Randy.
And then they break us off a little bit.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I know some guys in the past that producers were not tied to bonuses that did not take care of their producers. And I was like, what kind of team is that, right? That's not a team effort. Team takes a whole village to build a 3-hour radio show. And Duke Sabel, those guys still get 6-7 hours in the afternoon or not?
They're down to four.
Oh, they're four.
They're down to four now.
You know, Mike Bell's when I would work with Mike or just, you know, manage Mike, and we'd have a guest maybe he didn't want, or sometimes, you know, there'd be an extra host or something. He coined the famous line, which I think deep in the heart of most sports talk radio guys, actors, musicians, Mike Bell's famous line. You know what it was?
I don't.
More of me, more of me.
Okay.
That's what he's essentially saying. You know, there's not – he's the only guy that could get 5 hours and say, I still need more. More of me, more of me. Something I try to tell my wife, like, how lucky are you? And I said, more of me, more of me, right? She doesn't totally see it.
I was gonna ask. How's that?
I sometimes wake up and I go, "How psyched are you?" And she'll be like, "What are you talking about?" It's like, "How psyched do you be like a Saturday or Sunday? Like you get to spend like almost the entire day with me. I mean, it's got to be a thrill." And she just looks at me.
She's the only person wishing it was a weekday again.
Yeah, that's why Mondays come too slow for her. But anyways, why are we talking about that? Oh, we're just talking about the 2 hours here. We're going to talk some NFL. I loved hearing you and Mike kind of break down practice a little bit, winners and losers from yesterday. Jalen Walker, anything to report there? Running first team. There is some talk that he's having some issues shedding blockers a little bit or just been a slow start for him. You buy any of that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I do buy it only because he missed so much practice at full speed and so much contact there that he is a little bit slower to start off. But I think I'm comfortable with that as well. I think you're going to find, Stake, that this is much less of a we're just counting on the rookies to get pressure than maybe a lot of people thought.
Right.
I think you saw Ebikadi. I think you've seen Brandon Dorlus. I think we're not even considering yet what Leonard Floyd is going to do because we haven't really seen him in the performance there. So I think this is going to be a lot more of a pass rush group than it is just relying on one or two guys. And that's important.
Leonard Floyd over under sacks 7.5. Over or under?
Boy, I think that's a pretty good number.
Yeah, well, that's what I do, dude. That's what I'm here for.
I'll take the over.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't seen him yet either. So I'll take the over. I don't think he's getting double digits. I wouldn't be surprised if no one on this team has double digits. I think that's okay, though, if you get a bunch of guys that are in the 6 to 8 range. And I think Floyd and Pierce and Ebikadi are all certainly capable of that range.
So Ebikadi, I'm going to set him at 6.5. Where are you going with that?
Over. I'm going to take the over on.
What are you doing with James Pierce Jr.? His over-under is 5.
Over.
So everybody's just over. Just
well, you put them at 5. If you had gone to 7.5, I would have said under.
So they all should be at 7.5, that 3, to make it a fair bet in Vegas?
I think that's a good number.
Okay. I love to set over-unders on, you know.
I'm also going to be wildly optimistic and just take the overs right now. And then maybe.
Feeling the vibe?
Maybe we'll sacrifice that bet later.
Yeah. You're not a gambler, though, are you? Pretty tight with your money. You try to be smart.
Yeah, every once in a while I come across a line I like.
You don't have a lot of vices, is that safe to say?
I find ways to not fall into some of those vices.
Yeah. So you're disciplined when it comes to
Yeah, I'm straight laced. I'm disciplined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have any kind of wild side? When's the last time you went out with your buddies and you're just like, dude, I don't even know what happened last time. That was wild.
I mean, I got. The wedding that I went to in New Mexico, I say this.
Yeah.
I was not the drunkest person there, but I drank more than anyone else.
Okay.
And I feel pretty confident
saying
that.
How about on that cruise ship with the family? You get a little
cookie. I get 15 drinks a night, and I use all 15.
Wow.
All 15.
15 a night?
Yeah.
I'm water one of those things.
No, they're decent.
What's the best food item on that cruise consistently?
This is going to sound real dumb.
Yeah.
The morning hash browns.
Huh.
I get like 30 of them.
The morning hash browns like, gets a.
They're like 30 of them.
Do you upgrade to those nicer restaurants too while you're there? You just go with whatever that's on the plan. Aren't there, like, upgraded restaurants?
Yeah, there's a steakhouse. There might be a seafood restaurant or Italian. Okay, most of the time, we just sit in the regular dining room.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Yeah, most of the time, we're in the regular.
I'm just trying to learn more about you. Who knows how long we're going to be. Those of you who don't know, Sandra Golden is on leave taking care of her mom, who's very, very ill. We're not exactly sure when she's going to be back. All thoughts and prayers. And if I'm going to be working with Abe on a regular basis, I just think we have to build some kind of a baseline, right?
Yeah.
Baseline connection. We played some pickle. About a month ago, right? My game has elevated considerably since then.
I haven't played. I don't know.
I've played
once or twice since. That's all.
Yeah, I'm ready to whoop you if we get back out there.
Well,
so
we'll
maybe
see.
This weekend.
I'm running a half marathon this weekend.
Listen, buddy.
I'm not taking chances.
Is that the Publix half marathon?
No, no. This is the Alien half. The Alien 13.1.
Where is that?
Roswell, Riverside Park.
Uh-huh.
It's a night race on Saturday.
Oh, nice. What time does it start?
7 p.m.
When's the last 13-mile run you've had?
I did just a practice half marathon last Tuesday.
Okay. And carb load the night before, or are you carb load after?
I'm starting carb loading tonight at Trivia, Mellow Mushroom,
uh-huh.
Chamblee Dunwoody.
So you're going hard on the pizza tonight?
Yeah, probably get a medium pep.
Okay.
Medium pep.
Yep. All right. I think we'll explore. I mean, I feel like we're going to be spending some time together. So I want to make sure that, you know, I know just enough, but not too much.
But if you want to play Sunday morning, maybe my legs feel okay.
Okay.
They
well, listen, I don't
won't.
Want excuses. The last thing I want you to come out there, get whooped, and be like, bro, I ran a half marathon. You say, I don't care.
I would say
as,
that.
As Joe.
I will be honest. I would say that.
My kid's favorite line, Joe Mazzulla, head coach of the Celtics. You know this line? When they said, hey, how do you feel about being named NBA Coach of the Month in April? He just goes, nobody cares. And that's one of our favorite lines. The other one, me and our fam, I want to go home. The famous Jokic line. That's a big Shapiro. Anytime we're somewhere where we're not having a good time or somebody gets the accent, I need to go home. When is parade? Parade Wednesday? No, I need to go home. So anyway, in case you're wondering, all right, give me three things that are going to happen in the NFL this year. These you want to go back and forth, 1-1-1-1-1, and why don't we do that?
Okay.
It's my show. I get to decide. Go ahead. What's your first
one? I'm going to start here after what we saw from Cam Little in the preseason game. Jaguars kicker hits a 70-yarder. I think Jake Bates of the Lions is also a potential contender, and who knows who else steps up. I think there's going to be a new record for longest field goal set this season.
All right.
The current record is 66 yards. Someone will top that.
All right. Mike McDaniel will be fired, and Tyreek Hill will not finish the season as a member of the Miami Dolphins. I just think the writing's on the wall there. You know, they're trying to make nice and talk nice about Mike McDaniel, who went from really quirky and interesting to really uninspiring. He's not the evil genius anymore, but he's one of the first head coaches fired. Dolphins going to have a bad year.
Yeah, that stuff only works when you're winning, Mike McDaniel stuff.
Yeah, that's when you're the evil
genius. It only
works
when you're winning.
All right, what do you got?
Browns are going to start at least three different quarterbacks this season. They'll start with Flacco. They'll realize that's not a good answer. They'll Kenny Pickett or Dylan Gabriel, they'll realize that's no good either. And Shador, I think we'll get six-plus starts by the end of this thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's – I mean, it's because he's a fourth or fifth stringer, but I wouldn't say that's totally going on the limb.
No.
But I absolutely agree. If you looked at Shador Sanders, like what do you make from scrimmages like this? What do you make from preseason? Not a lot. I take a lot watching Shador Sanders last Friday night.
Well, also what you take away knowing about him from college.
Yes, exactly.
And some of the things I liked in college that I didn't like specifically about the guy that's on our field today, not Penix. I'm talking about Cam Ward, who had a dreadful day yesterday. There are things I really like about Shador. And I think it translated in that game last week. Did you see the number, by the way? 2.2 million people tuned in to a preseason game.
Wow.
That's a Shador thing.
No doubt.
Because that ain't about the
Browns. Dude, I came home on Friday night, and I was must-see TV is how Shador Sanders is going to perform.
2.2 million.
Hey, my next NFL is the Pittsburgh Steelers and Aaron Rodgers.
Uh-oh.
It will work.
Whoa.
It's going to work.
Whoa.
They will contend for the division. All this talk. Aaron Rodgers did not look bad back into the year last year with the Jets. Arthur Smith is actually the right guy for him because they are not going to do anything more than just play smart football. I think it's enough about the malign of the much maligned Mike Tomlin. I think the Steelers are a beast this year. They are in the hunt. to win the division. The Aaron Rodgers experiment is an absolute thumbs up for Pittsburgh.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
I would have gone the total opposite way.
Because you're being cliche.
I would have gone the total opposite.
Everyone's like,
way.
Oh, how's Aaron Rodgers going to get along with Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith, two no-nonsense guys?
It's not from that perspective. He already got stepped on yesterday. There was a little scared. He's all right,
just
I guess.
Check in with me in 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And I want you to walk in the studio and be like, Stakey, you're on it, and just give me a fist bump.
I will.
Will you?
I will.
How
but
many
I will
weeks
say this.
In? How many weeks in?
8 weeks.
Okay.
That's what you said.
Yeah, give me 8 weeks when they're 5-3, and you go, Stakey, you were right on this.
Well, we'll
one,
look
bro.
At the schedule and see how they got to 5-3. I will say this. Doesn't it feel with Aaron Rodgers that it's one or the other? It either completely works out, and they're outstanding, and they're winning the – or it's a total
bomb. Or he
doesn't
make it through. Yeah.
It doesn't feel like there's much middle ground for, like, yeah, they were 10-7 – 9-8.
Well, 10-7 would be a pretty good
10-7
Steelers,
might be
yeah.
All right. Well,
all right, give me number three, please.
Receivers finally going to top 2,000 yards. I think someone's going to top 2,000
yards. Is that Jamar? Is that Justin Jefferson?
If I had to pick one, I'm going to say Jamar Chase. But I think Jefferson's in play. Honestly, we don't know how it goes. I think Bijan's in play. Or, excuse me, I think Drake London's in play.
Dude, Drake London looks so good. Hey, I'll give you quarterback controversy, one of the big ones, is going to be in L.A., where Stetson Bennett and Jimmy Garoppolo are going to be battling. At some point, Stafford's going to go down. I think they're going to
He might already be down.
Well, we know that he's down now, but they say he's going to be back. But I think Jimmy Garoppolo is there as a backup for a reason, and I think that Sean McVay is going to make a decision on Stetson or Garoppolo at some point. Would not be surprised to see my old friend Stetson Bennett under center. You got any more, or are we done?
I wanted to say that the Saints will go 0-17.
So I have the Saints as mine, too. They're going to maybe the best play on the board, and I'm not even kidding, is under 5.5 for the Saints.
I looked at the schedule. They keep getting injured along the offensive line. The quarterback situation, terrible. They may legitimately go 0-17.
Well, they're not going to, and nobody does that. But
which is why I didn't add this.
You and I agree. Under 5.5, I don't see many W's at all. That's maybe the worst personnel, the quarterback situation. I'm going to revel in watching the Saints just unravel this season.
Agreed.
So
agreed.
It's good that we landed on the same place. Yeah. That's guarantees the NFL. We'll do that again next week if we're together, right? Does that feel okay?
Sounds good.
Yeah, this hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash, Atlanta's number one rated pressure washing company. When we come back, we got to do some college football. I did this poor guy here, but I did watch more. Yes, I did. I didn't feel good yesterday. I don't think anybody cares. Like Joe Mazzulla said, nobody cares. I went home. I got in my pajama pants, my comfy pants, because I knew I had to be tip-top for last night. And I turned on Any Given Saturday. And even though you keep, you know, kind of blowing it off, I saw some things really interesting. 10 o'clock hour, we're going to play a cut for you that I think is very indicative of college football. When we come back, though, what's happening in the SEC? What else are we doing for college football?
Yeah, there's something going on around Oklahoma I think a lot of people can relate to, but it also, if it devolves into a situation that could cost their quarterback the season, it would be a huge deal. Oklahoma's a big sleeper for a lot of people, myself included. We'll tell you exactly what happened coming up.
All right, thank you. Live at Falcons, Sports Radio 929.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Steak Shapiro and Abe Gordon. Shout out to folks back at school this week. My son started high school this morning.
I never understood the midweek start.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
Orientation-ish stuff last 2 days, but you get right in the thick of it. I'm like, dude, what's up with the summer reading? It's like you just started like 2 days ago. You've had the whole summer. He's like, it's cool, Dad. It's cool. So yesterday he's found that show Prison Break, I guess.
Okay.
So he's watching Prison Break yesterday afternoon, and he's like, yeah, I did my math, and I need a, what the hell did he call it? I need a mental health break for a second. I go, what? Mental health, Dad. You know, man, I went hard here. Now I need to get a little break. Then I go back to the summer reading. I go, uh-huh, right. How about here's another theory. Just go upstairs and finish the 47 pages that you've had 4 months for. What the hell's going on here, right?
Well, and the problem with a show like Prison Break, especially, I'm assuming he's never seen it. It's his first watch. It's not something that can be on in the background while you're reading and it's kind of there. Like, you have to pay attention to it.
Slim, you agree with that?
Like, Yeah, you got to catch that show. You can't.
So is it, well, I wasn't a Prison Break guy. I'm a big TV consumer. Is that just a lot going on in that show?
Yeah. There's a lot of storylines weaving and woven together that you need to be following.
How many filet mignons, 1 to 5, would you give Prison Break?
Prison Break's pretty good. It got a little wasted towards
Slim,
too many seasons. But first 2 seasons.
1 to what?
5 filet mignons.
About 4.
Yeah, I was going to say 3.8. So, yeah.
Okay.
It went on too long. It got congested by the end. But the first 2 seasons were outstanding. So,
are we hearing something in the background? Are we, Bobo, what's going on? Are we? I'll do whatever we're told. Are we doing a tailgate? Are we?
We're going to get to a tailgate. But I do want to say this here, Steak.
Yeah.
It's our last day here at Falcons training camp. And it's been a great couple of weeks here watching. It's a great practice to watch, but it's our last day here, which means we're not far from cutdown day. It's a day every pro football player dreads, but it's a day that you, the listener, doesn't have to dread, because Sports Radio 92.9 is celebrating cutdown day in style with a chance for you to cut down your yard August 27th at 4 p.m. That's when the pro football cut deadline hits, and we're going to be giving one lucky listener a Rolux reel mower. It's a chance to win the ultimate tool to cut down your yard in style. For contest rules and to enter for cut down day, visit 92.9thegame.com.
So, quick shout out, as I was mentioning, folks getting back to school, families getting back in their routine, make sure you listen to the Odyssey app. You can listen to the show at any time, any show. You'll take your nighttime walk, 6 o'clock. You want to see what Stakey and the boys had to say? Check us out on the Odyssey app. Follow us on social media. I got some stuff from last night, Teddy Swims concert, if anybody wants to check that out. And I'm sure I'll be consuming a very large sandwich at some point as well. Listen, out there, there's a doctor that is helping with clinical trials cure cancer.
Okay.
There are, great, financial minds that are trying to figure out, how to put our economy in the right place. And then there's a guy like me. We all have our gift. I'm eating a patty melt. So in a lot of ways, we're all contributing to society. That's my gift. Follow me at Steak Shapiro. Let's talk for a second about Falcons, then we'll get to some college football in a little bit. We'll talk about that Oklahoma situation. Obviously, the juice of Jeff Albrecht is something that everybody feels. No question, feels like there's an upgrade in the defensive coordinator position. And despite a absolutely nightmarish scenario on draft night, Jeff Albrecht, that was a rough start to his tenure here. But the reality is he's very much respected. He spoke yesterday after the Titans and Falcons had their co-practice, and he laid it out there pretty simple that he thinks his team is ready to get after it, and Friday night will be an example of that.
Yeah, I thought as a collective group, I thought the style of play jumped off. The strain, the effort was there from the jump. And I really felt that even as the game went along and we surrendered some points and maybe didn't play as well as we'd like, the strain never faltered. I felt like the physicality was there. The intent to be violent was there from the beginning. The execution piece, so heart, mind, fist. We talk about it every single day. The mind piece was not where it needs to be.
Heart, mind, fist, right? And what is it about violence? What did he say? Desire to be violent or whatever that was?
Yeah, and I think you look at it, and the fascinating thing to me is, all right, you saw it from the second team. We're not really going to be able to see that from the first team until it's week
see
one.
See it today.
Well, kind of. You're not full-on hitting.
No, and you're not bringing guys to the ground necessarily. But we're not going to have a lot of chances to see them against anybody after today.
No, but I think you do like what you saw Friday night. This was a defense, especially a defensive front, that certainly had the desire to affect the quarterback, certainly had a desire to turn the ball over. We saw some sacks, some sack fumbles. We saw a ball punched out here and there. If the first team can recreate the feel that the second team had last Friday night against the Lions, I think you feel pretty good.
Also, defensive positions that may be up for grabs, especially with rookies trying to take the opportunities given to them to be a starter in the National Football League. He did not back away from saying, absolutely, there are some battles going on.
Three or four. And they're awesome battles. It's like, as I look at it, it's not – I hope one of these guys emerges. It's like we're going to be good in that spot regardless of who wins, you know, and these competitions are making every guy better. You know, it's just they're elevating on a daily basis, and it's amazing what competition does to people, as we all know.
Yeah, I think the one that really jumps out to me in terms of depth is that safety. I think we all saw on Friday Night Steak what DeMarco Helms can bring from a physical standpoint. I think there's Xavier Watts is in this discussion. I know he's been a little bit limited due to injury at times as well. The rookie out of Notre Dame, though, who I believe is one of the best safeties to come out of that draft. And so I agree with Ulbrich. You line up guy A or guy B. If something happens, you feel good about guy C as well. Once we have depth up front, and I think we also finally have some depth in the secondary.
Well, I mean, it was a light draft in terms of how many picks we had. Will this be Terry Fontenot's crowning moment of three or four starters early in their careers coming out of the draft, especially when you think about where they went, which was Tennessee, Georgia, Notre Dame, and Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, so, for Billy Bowman, absolutely. Yeah. And again, I don't know if they're going to be starting. I think contributing is probably a better word because of the rotation you're going to have at pass rusher, right? I don't know if James Pierce and Jaylen Walker are both technically snap one of week one they're on. But you understand they're going to get rotated in and try and make some moves. And I think if those guys, Billy Bowman, Xavier Watts, that they contribute, along with some of the guys, and you were talking about it in the break there, Brandon Dorlus, Braylon Trice, if some of these guys from a couple of drafts ago, Rook, who's had a great camp as well, there's some real potential for things to feel and seem a lot better in regards to Terry Fontenot's recent drafts than a lot of people feel right now.
Completely unproven.
I mean,
Terry Fontenot's got a group that's completely unproven.
Yeah.
If I'm assessing him and the job he has done as general manager, those guys are absolutely critical to him making his case one way or another. And if I'm Arthur Blank and that does not materialize, the Brandon Dorlus of the world, the Braylon Trices of the world, Rook Arojo, you know, if that doesn't materialize, those are some high draft picks that you had high intentions for them, and desperately they need to build a pass rush and be better on defense. I mean, it's very clear, you know, we can talk about this till I'm blue in the face. They've got studs on the offensive side of the ball. They've got some of the best offensive line work in the league. Just look at the tape from last year. Look at, you know, their star running back and receiver. That group that Terry has drafted has to emerge.
Yeah, and I think there's a coverall for all of them if they don't, and that's Michael Penix, right? I think there is potential of a jump to be taken from Penix. And again, we don't know. We've seen three games. You can't say this confidently.
It's why Tampa is so fascinating.
Right.
Because folks are saying don't go to sleep on Tampa as an NFC contender. I mean, there are folks who are saying, like, that division is always a fait accompli. It's the Bucs and everybody else scratching and clawing from behind. I don't think that's the case. But, again, if Michael Penix is just ordinary,
right,
that's absolutely going to be the case. All right, let's do some college football on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Steak, you ever use Venmo?
Yeah, sure.
So Venmo. One of the things that frustrates me about Venmo is I can't just send or receive money. You have to attach a message with that as to what it was for.
Yeah.
It's for pizza,
refreshments,
night out, movies,
soccer whatever. Night, whatever.
You have to write or add some sort of
emoji
text
even.
In there.
Or, yeah.
So a lot of people use emojis, and it is that use now that has got Oklahoma quarterback John Mateer in some real trouble right now. He's expected to be investigated for allegations related to gambling after screenshots of his Venmo account went public. A couple of things. If you're a collegiate athlete, put your Venmo on private. Honestly, most people should have it on private, but that's neither here nor there.
I'm always fascinated the transactions I'm able to see that people don't put it on private.
Right.
And I'm like,
Like, what are you
Looks
doing?
Like you had a good time in Lake Tahoe at that casino, my friend.
Well, but here's the thing. Maybe they did have a good time, and maybe it's just an emoji that doesn't really state what the
what
money
was his
is
emoji?
So Mateer clarified to Oklahoma officials that he has never bet on sports. He says the screenshots are not accurate portrayals of the transactions, inside jokes between friends. And honestly, it's very easy for me, Steak, to believe that. Because I almost never put, unless I'm sending money to my mom, my dad, or my sister, I almost never put an emoji reflective of what was actually being paid for accurately. I you know, we all do the same dumb emojis, right? A peace
how
sign,
much money,
a grape.
Much money was it, and what was the emoji?
I don't have that information.
Right.
But
enough that it's put up some
It's definitely got officials looking at it, and now there's going to be the investigation, and we'll see if it ultimately impacts the season. I as much or more than anyone else here at the station, Steak, I've been very high on Oklahoma. I think John Mateer comes in as one of the three best quarterbacks in the SEC. I think he's a dark horse Heisman candidate. I think Oklahoma's got an outside shot to make the playoffs. Difficult schedule, but I still think they can do that. He's not alone in terms of transfers. I think Ott from Cal, the running back, also has a role here. All that is off the table, in my opinion, if John Mateer is not able to go. You got to remember, Jackson Arnold was the five-star who started for Oklahoma a number of games. He transferred out. I think he's now at Auburn. You don't trust what they have at quarterback right now unless it's John Mateer.
Speaking
this could play pretty big.
Yeah, speaking of trust, a quarterback, the University of Michigan, obviously trying to get back on track. They did have a highlight last year, of course, once again beating the Buckeyes. Michigan says they don't have a starting quarterback name just yet.
Well, they may have one, but they're not going to make it public. And, I don't really understand it. It's one thing for Ohio State to do this when you're dealing with Texas coming in. This is New Mexico you're facing. Like, go ahead and name your starting quarterback and move on. This week,
how's Michigan going to be this year?
I'll let you know when I find out who their starting quarterback
okay.
is. I would imagine, in my opinion, it's going to be Bryce Underwood.
Well, obviously, there a lot of folks feel like they're looking up at Penn State and Ohio State and Oregon. So
I think all that's true.
Yeah, coming off a national title 1 year ago. And obviously trying to find their way last year. They've got a Big Ten that is top heavy, and we'll see what the Wolverines have in store as well. That is the tailgate. When we come back, this was fascinating to me. I saw it on social media a number of places. I watched it when I watched Any Given Saturday yesterday. Why the conflict of interest of paying college kids, paying high school kids, and paying, well, you know, coaches and players, all has come together for a messy situation. Wait till you hear this cut from Brian Kelly, the head coach of LSU. If you haven't already heard it, if you're out there on social, you've probably seen it. If you haven't, that's what we're here for. Steak and Abe, live at Falcons, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!